You know, everyone's asking me what I'm going to do this summer, right? It's my first summer off. I think I've worked since I was 13 out at the lake. And truth is, I'm just going to relax, spend some quality time with my guys, right? Good times with my boys, or boys or men. I don't even know. What is the difference? Is there a difference between boys and men? Like, I don't know.
Why don't you say that, Jeremy? I mean, I think there is. I actually have a song called Boys, and yeah, there's a big difference, dude.
Hi, who is that? Okay, wait, you have a song called...
Oh, sorry, maybe I should say this is Dean Brody.
Oh my God, Dean Brody crashing my show. Of all people, you know what? I would expect you would do that, Dean. How's it going?
Good, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just had to. Yeah, how you doing, Jeremy?
Well, good. You know, we go way back, right? I think one of the last times that we talked, I was in your dressing room, and we were talking about your underwear, because we had listener questions sent in, I think is what happened.
Oh, yeah, briefs. Boxers,
yeah, and I mean, here, once you've had that conversation with a guy, I mean, you know, you guys are tight, right? I mean, that's a lifelong thing now.
Yeah, once you get down to the nitty gritty, you know, you're in good company.
No better icebreaker conversation. But so let's talk about Mr. Number One, Dean Brody here. Your song "Boys" just hit number one in Canada. So congrats on that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, such an awesome milestone. Of course, to share it with Mickey Guyton. An amazing singer. It's actually her first number one, too, and she's signed out of Nashville, but she has a huge affinity for Canadians, and actually some of her best friends in Nashville are songwriters and fellow Canadians, so man, it meant the world to her, and I called her up and said, hey, Mickey, and she didn't know what it was for. She's been so busy with the ACMs and the Grammys and all that, and I said, hey, we got a number one. She's like, no way. She said it's her first number one, and of course, she has just recently gave birth to Grayson, her first son. And so for that to happen around the same time as Boys was just really sweet for her, too.
Now, I know I've heard you tell this story about recording the song together, but not together.
Yeah, we've yet to meet. We've actually not met in person yet. This has been a complete COVID experience. Talked multiple times on, you know, FaceTime or Zoom or whatever, but... Yeah, she recorded in her bedroom her part for Boys, and I recorded my part with in a little frat house in downtown Toronto, top of the stairs, singing into this little mic, and yeah, it's just the day and age we're in right now. And you know what? I was saying this to somebody last week, like, even if there was no COVID, usually your touring schedules are so in conflict with each other, you end up recording separate anyway, even... A lot of duets are like that these days.
And I love the video for Boys. Lots of great pictures. Sort of, you know, it's like a slideshow in a sense. And not that we ever get too serious when we talk, but looking at those photos back in the day, you were kind of a hottie back then, hey? Even as a youngster.
Oh, thank you.
When you go through all of those pictures, though, right? I mean, you're looking back at your childhood. I mean, we did that recently at my grandparents' house. You know, you find these old photos, and then there's just such great stories attached to them. What did all of those photos mean to you?
It kind of brings everything full circle for me. There's a lot of nostalgia wrapped up in those photos. And, you know, it reminds me of where I've come from and how it's hard for me to get back there. Like, I realize I've become quite a... a modern guy, traveling a lot and living in different cities, and to get back to my roots, it's been nice. I've been able to get back to my roots lately. Just came out west and just hanging out with family here, and the woods are right out back. I go out there quite a bit now with the dog and just hang out up in the woods, and it's nice to come full circle. But you realize, wow, I was from a pretty hillbilly kind of area and time.
Yeah. Listen to you talk about a modern guy. You've become a superstar. Don't give me this crap. You've become a superstar, Dean, okay?
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate, and there's been so many people that have helped me get there, and I do realize, and certainly don't take for granted where I'm at, and it's been a long, hard road, but a good road. Mm-hmm. It's good memories, man, and so happy to... I was just talking to... every once in a while, I'll talk to Terry Clark or, you know, Dwayne Steele or... Charlie Major, people that I looked up to, like idolized when I was a kid, and to be friends with them now and to be able to just, like, you know, hang out, it's like, yeah, it's just so wild. I never would have thought in a million years back then that I would have a career that would allow me to meet these people and just be buzzed. It's amazing. It's been an awesome journey.
That's one of the craziest things too, even, you know, for me on the radio in 15 years, you know, I grew up, you know, playing these people's songs, right, and their music,
yeah.
And then now, you know, here I am talking with you, or, you know, hanging out in your dressing room, or now doing selfies with Dolly Parton, or, you know, when Kenny Rogers was in Winnipeg, you know, hanging out with him in his dressing room, and just, you know, you kind of put that face to the name, and you're just like, wow, especially country artists too. Something so genuine and friendly and welcoming about the whole community.
Yeah, it is. It's an awesome family to belong to. And by family, I don't just mean like country family, but the Canadian music scene is really wonderful. And, you know, when we go to the Junos and stuff, we're all in a business that's very unique. And it's hard to describe it even to family. You try to describe what it's like, and you know, Dad kind of looks at you with a blank look on his face, like not knowing what you're talking about. But we've got this family of musicians and crew and everybody that survives off of this industry and their love for music. And it's awesome. It's great to have.
We're going on over a year since everything, you know, shut down, got canceled, what have you. I mean, you've got to miss the big concert stage, right? Like, I mean, we see the artists now performing in their living rooms, right, doing these online, these streaming things, but you must get such a different energy from thousands of people in front of you as opposed to a computer screen.
Oh yeah, I think we're all really tired of the live streams now. We're just like, okay, I've had enough. I know all of us musicians are just like, it's not what live music's about. Live music was about sharing it. It started as kitchen parties or somebody bringing a ukulele out and a campfire. That's where the energy is. That's where our love for live performing is. Singing to a camera alone in a room is just not that. So I can't wait to get back out and, you know, playing live shows. I did a live stream from the Commodore in Vancouver, and all of us are used to just playing that room. It's totally jammed full of people, so much energy. I did my last live stream from there, and it was really, really weird. It was dark. There was like three of us in the whole room, and I was singing to an audience I couldn't see. And it was just brought home to me how desperate I am to get out and play for a bunch of people in a bar. Even would just be great.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? It's so unpredictable. Even just coming up to this summer, you know, the summer concert season. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? How do you plan for that? I mean, I guess like, what's next for you? You know, like how do you plan your music career right now?
I'm just writing. Like for me, I'm writing right now, just enjoying my time off and hanging with, you know, with the dog and hanging out in the woods and just kind of reconnecting with where I'm from. It's been awesome to come back to BC and just kind of hunker down in this bubble here. But yeah, right now I'm just in the writing phase. It's nice. It's nice. I can't say that it's all bad, but yeah, I can't wait to get out there and play live shows again with the band.
I think, yeah, everybody's longing for that human interaction, that face-to-face contact that we've been missing.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, and so any plans for a new album? I know you put out an album last year. If you're writing, you know, where do we see that going in the next few months, couple years?
Yeah, I think maybe tail end of this year, beginning of next year, we'll have a full album ready to go again.
Well, we're going to be watching, and so we'll check out the music. DeanBrody.com is the website, right?
I think so. I haven't been there for a while, but yeah. And also Instagram at DeanBrody. Or Facebook as well. That's mostly where I connect with people, is on Instagram.
Yeah, and to everybody listening, I can say, you know, Dean is such a genuine person. Like I said, to be hanging out in the dressing room before a show, I know there's so much on your mind before a concert that it was great that you made the time, and I appreciate you calling in today. It was awesome to connect with you again.
Yeah, dude, thanks so much, and congrats on 15 years. That's amazing.